Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
These are always kind of fun stories. People that have a sense of adventure, people that stay loyal to their high school classmates, teammates for life, so to speak, and they make sure that they breathe life into those relationships every year in different ways. Now, there's lots of different ways you can do that. My buddies and I go to Colorado every year, my high school buddies, and a different time I go with my college buddies. Matt Guzzi's from Red Wing, and they go to different stadiums and different football games every fall, and I've been doing it for quite a few years. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Mike, Max, how are you doing?
Good. Do you say it Guzzi or Goosey?
Guzzi.
Goosey, like a Z kind of, right?
Right on.
Yeah. Yep. So explain this to me. You guys started, first of all, who is this group that you grew up with?
Well, it's a group of guys that basically, we're all from Albert Lea, Minnesota.
Yep.
We've known each other for, many of us, 40-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us knew each other before grade school, and the rest of us met in grade school, and just the bond got closer and closer through high school. You know, we all played sports together, football, basketball, and really more than a friendship, it's like a brotherhood. And our friendship stayed true through college. Still best friands to this day. We're like a band of brothers. So, yeah.
How many of you?
Roughly, there's a good 15.
That many? Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's 17 probably that have gone on this trip on and off. But
right in the neighborhood of 15.
Yeah, I'd say on average, you know, lives get busy, whatnot. But on average, we probably have 10 or 11 go every year. This year, we're lucky enough to have 14.
Wow. So yeah. Every year, this group picks a different stadium. They want, but it's college football, right?
It's college football, yeah. We love college football.
And so how do you decide every year where you're going to go next?
Well, I'll tell you what. Usually the first night that we gather, we go out for a good dinner.
Yep, dinner and maybe a cocktail, yep.
Maybe a cocktail or two. Yep. And we each put a site in for the next year.
Oh, you mean everybody gets to vote?
Yeah, everyone gets to vote. And then usually about end of March, early April, we start looking at the games. And flights, of course, you know, what makes most sense, where to fly and whatnot. So this year we lucked out, and we hit a doubleheader down in Arizona, saw ASU play on a Friday night game, and then got up the next day, drove down to Tucson, and saw Arizona play that night. So,
yeah, and Arizona's got Jed Fish, their coach there. I used to know him when he's up here with the Gophers. They're having a tough time down there. Okay, so what goes into do you decide based on ambiance, a place you haven't been? How do you guys decide where the good matchup will be?
You know, it kind of comes down to we haven't been out west since Oregon. Usually we do hit the SEC conference hard. We've been to LSU. We've been to Ole Miss, Auburn, the fellows. We've been to Texas, South Carolina. We've been all over West Virginia.
Well, those are some pretty high-end in terms of tailgate and everything else. Matt Cousy's our guest from Albert Lea, and he and his buddies go to a different stadium or a different game every year. Let's get into the SEC a little bit. Now, I have heard Ole Miss is as good as it gets. True?
It is.
Because why?
Every year I come home, my wife's like, well, where does this one you know, where's this one compared to the rest? And that's an impossible question because each place, you know,
has its own personality, it has
its own personality. But yeah, the Grove and Ole Miss pregame, it's hard to beat.
What does that mean? The Grove and Ole Miss, what is that?
The Grove is, it's a huge, huge park full of old oak trees that they have this tailgating experience there. And literally there's 100,000 people there before the game.
Really? You
know, hundreds of tents. I mean, the team walks right through the center of that to the stadium.
So a lot of people that don't ever go to the game are there.
Oh, a lot of people go. It's all before the game. They get their hours.
Right, but I'm saying a lot of people that tailgate don't even go to the game in the stadium. They just go to the tailgate.
Probably, yeah, yeah. And that's the cool thing with SEC, you know. It's like those people down there, you see babies and you see people that are 99 walking around with their gear on.
So this Grove has these oak trees, and then everybody's out tailgating, and they've got tents and whatnot. And did you guys set up your own tent then at these places, or do you just kind of go with the flow? What do you do?
Well, I'll be honest, the last few years we've been lucky enough to, I pretty much cold email a lot of the athletic departments, and I'll kind of tell them our story.
Yep.
And they kind of fall in love with it, and they kind of throw a contact at us, and a lot of these contacts kind of set us up. Like this year, we ended up on the field at ASU, all of us.
Oh,
all
come on. Team,
and waved the ASU flag when the team was entering the field.
Really?
Really awesome experience, yeah. Yeah, we've been invited to, you know, alumni parties, to all sorts of things. So, yeah, we've got a pretty good gig going here. And we've developed a nice group of contacts. You know, a couple of these guys, Craig Pintens, who I met up in Oregon, he is now the athletic director at Loyola Marymount, and he has lots of contacts, too. So we just, you know, we're pretty lucky.
So do you generally speaking have your own turf at the tailgate party, or do you just kind of freelance it and walk through and talk to folks?
Well, usually we kind of walk around, and word might spread about our story, and the next thing you know, we've got a whole group of people inviting us in for hot dogs, whatever.
So you don't ever have to eat before you go?
No, never.
Wow. And so we were talking about Ole Miss, but what about Auburn? I've heard that's, you know,
Auburn
top five.
Awesome. So I met a fellow down there through a contact. His name was Craig Sampson. And he set us up where he gave us full facility tours down there. We literally were in the team meeting room right after the team left, saw them get on the buses to go to the stadium. And then we walked over and did a little tailgating after that. So we get some really awesome experiences, too.
I was told somebody went to an LSU game, and they said, you don't get it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you don't have any idea what college football is.
Valley.
I said, they said, that bus pulls up, and at the time, Les Miles was the coach. They said, he gets out,
and
everybody is just, hey, there's Les. There's, I mean, and they the waves part, and they walk right through it. And explain that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and we had a great vantage point over by the stadium, the basketball stadium. We watched that whole walkthrough, and you were talking, you know, 20 people deep when they'd start walking their player walkthrough.
The Tiger Walk, or whatever they call it?
The Tiger Walk, yeah, and the cool thing is they always led the walk with some of the recruits, and I'm sure their eyes
were
as wide as can be. I mean, what an experience. It was really cool. That's a pretty awesome. That's right up there near the top. LSU, that whole experience and the stadium experience there is incredible.
And are they yelling at the team and the players that come through? They're cheering. What are they doing?
Oh yeah, they're cheering. Yeah, and everyone knows the recruit names. It's pretty crazy.
How could you not go there after something like that, huh?
I know. I hear you.
Okay, now what other places have stood out and why?
All in their own way.
Yeah.
We really like Tennessee too.
Big Orange, yeah.
It was their homecoming. Unfortunately, I think that was Lane's last year there, and he was not well liked down there. But
could you feel that vibe in the crowd?
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
now he gets 100%. To play him again this year, right, in the SEC.
Right, yeah. But that stadium experience was still fun. You know, it's a massive stadium. And there again, we had a really cool experience where we were walking. The stadium is right on the river there, and we walked down by the river. We had a few coolers with us, and there are these huge yachts out there, and we're just taking note of these yachts, and the next thing you know, these people are inviting us on these huge yachts after they heard our story.
Oh, come on.
And there we are having cocktails and you know, corn dogs and wiener dogs before the game with these people we didn't know. They just thought it was the coolest thing. So, yeah, each place has a really cool experience.
So you got some really cool pictures, huh?
Yeah, yeah, we've got tons of pictures and video from each place.
Now, have you gone Big Ten and Midwest as well?
You know, we haven't.
You've stayed south where it's warm or what?
For the most part, yeah. Now, we've got a couple guys that are southern birds now, so they like that heat. You know, it's hard to get them back up north here. But, you know, I'd still like to go to the Big House in Michigan someday. I always was a big Michigan-Ohio State. I love that game growing up, so I'd like to see a game like that. Yeah, you know, still Gopher. We're all Gopher fans at heart. We'll try to, if we can, we watch the Maroon and Gold game.
Sure, if the game's on while you're down there, yeah.
Yeah, usually, unfortunately, this last time we were down there, they're on a bye, so we didn't get a chance to watch them. But.
Now, Arizona and Arizona State, I would think they'd be more passive in terms of their fan base, yes or no?
Yeah, now, Arizona State, as you know, they're having a pretty darn good year, and that was a great
game. Yeah, Herm Edwards got them going, huh?
Yeah, they do, they do. And they played Stanford, and that was a really good game. Arizona, on the other hand, they're down this year, and they played UCLA that game, so they're a little outmanned and outgunned. But still good fans down there, and it was parents' night when we were down there in Arizona, so people were pretty into it.
Now, and you all appreciate this, but there is some truth that, you know, that people will say, well, the Gophers should be able to recruit here. It's, you know, all the Fortune 500 companies and all that stuff. And that's true.
Yeah.
But you try comparing that to the emotion of doing the Tiger Walk or something like that. And you understand, I mean, what you're really recruiting against, don't you? Because it ain't easy.
Oh, 100%. That is a tough job. When you go to these places and you see what you're up against, it's tough. But I think PJ is on the right track. I mean, I do believe that.
Well, but you really do, and you hate to say this. It's not like you want to wave the white flag, but you go, you ain't going to get the five-star, but you got to get the guy Correct. That's going to turn into a five-star and figure out how to develop him, because you ain't going to beat him straight up at 100%. Some of these places.
Correct. That's absolutely correct, yeah. It's tough.
How was Texas, University of Texas?
Well, I'll tell you what, Max, that was one year I was unable to go.
Come on.
Shoulder injury, so they were down there in Austin. I was Texas versus Oklahoma State, so I had to sit at home in the rocking chair and watch the game on TV. But from what I hear, it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, Austin's a great city. It's got that university, the capital, 6th Street down there, and a river that runs through it, and hill country and all that goes with it. What do you guys do? You stay in Airbnb? Do you go hotel? What do you do?
We do a hotel. Yep, we all stay in the hotel together.
That takes a lot of planning, though, because it ain't easy to get reservations at some of these places on game day, etc. I mean, you must have to, you know, you must have to work it pretty good to get tickets and hotel reservations.
We do. Well, the ticket thing kind of falls into place with the people I know or that we get to know.
So that's kind of changed over the years with that. You know who to email and how to do it.
Correct. Yeah, the cool thing, like this year, we had 14 guys. It was a packed house. And this Becky Park, who was our contact on ASU, she found all 14 seats together. So we all sat together at that game. Usually,
sometimes you get separated?
What's that?
Sometimes you get separated?
Early on, before we tried to reach out to people, yeah, we were separated all over the stadium. So it's much more fun to hang out together.
Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, it's not a sellout, so you can pick and choose, right? But that doesn't happen often in the places that you're trying to go.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, Arizona wasn't, University of Arizona, that wasn't quite so difficult. But most places, it's pretty hard. Like, same thing at LSU. We all got to sit together, and it was a packed house down in Baton Rouge. It was a great night.
Who has the greatest college student fans that you've seen?
Oh, boy. Another tough question. LSU's right up there. Auburn was awesome. I mean, Ole Miss is still, I mean, that's, for me, I'm sure if you ask each of us, we probably each have a different answer.
Yeah.
But Ole Miss was awesome. Great experience.
Now, you haven't been to Bama yet?
Nope, but that's my pick. That was my pick in the hat this year, so we'll see what happens next year.
And that one would be, you know, be fun on game day for sure, but I don't know, you know, obviously that's going to be one of the tougher tickets to get, huh?
Oh, we'll find a way.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not worried about that anymore?
No, we'll figure it out. Somehow we'll work some magic, some Albert Lee magic.
The old Albert Lee matchup, man, back where Vinny Serrato comes from, you know?
That's
he can always
right.
help you, too. Yeah. He's got lots yep. of contacts, you know?
Yeah.
And the Christensen car dealership, you don't think he knows a few guys?
Come on now.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
But what does this do for your relationship with the guys? This has got to be just awesome to look forward to this the whole time and to keep that brotherhood.
It's awesome. You know, we all have families. And you know, like I said, this whole idea was kind of born 16 years ago. And, you know, we're all married and have kids, and we never saw each other. So this was kind of a way for us to
get that commitment, together, right?
Do something we enjoy doing, you know, and just hang out and catch up.
Now, did you have a pretty good team when you guys were together playing?
Yeah, we did have a pretty good team our senior year. Yeah, we put it together. So
beat Austin?
Dennis Baldus. We did beat Austin.
You did?
Yes. Yeah, they didn't care for it too much. I remember them throwing food at our buses. We left.
How about the Rochester schools?
Let's see. We lost to Mayo. We beat GM. And Century wasn't around yet, so
okay,
we split.
Well, Matt, that's great stuff and great stories. Appreciate you telling your story on our air. And you guys
Absolutely.
Just keep doing that, okay?
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Matt Guzzi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.